Sometimes we have to actually listen to the clues early.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your hosts, and today we are going to get into some stuff, right? So first and foremost, if you're watching this on YouTube, I want to say thank you because we reached 100 subscribers. And also, if you're watching, of course, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Help us out with that algorithm a little bit. If you can watch it all the way through, if you got the time, by all means, check us out because you won't regret it. Right, we talk about some good stuff. And anything that you want to talk about or that you feel like we should talk about, make sure you hit us in the comments. All right. On the other end of the spectrum, we got my boy Mac over here. And before I really introduce Mac, I also want to take the time to say we are wherever podcasts are distributed. So if you want to listen and you don't want to look at our ugly faces, right, you can go ahead and listen on any place where podcasts are distributed. It is the We're Not Experts with the yellow logo. But my boy Mac, you got some words of wisdom for the folks?
Hey man, not today, but so what I got is, man, if your heart's not into it, bro, don't do it, man. On some real shit. I mean, that's the best I got right now. Because I mean, it's just been a situation, man. Like I've been trying to do this certain thing, man, and I mean, like my heart's not into it. You see what I'm saying? So just feel like a waste of time. That's all I'm saying. If your heart's not into it, don't do it.
Got you. If your heart's not into it, don't do it. So, like before everything started, right? We were watching all the videos like we do, pre-production. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, have you ever tried to hold one of your friends accountable for something? All right. So the video that we watched, it was talking more or less about, holding your homie accountable for cheating on other women. And I'm not gonna lie, I've tried to do it once before, where my boy, he was out there just acting all crazy, and I just kind of pulled him to the side and I was like, hey, you got a good girl at home, blah blah blah. And when he checked me about it, it made all the sense in the world because he said, what are you trying to do? You trying to get my girl? And I looked at him and I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. It do sound like I'm on some hating shit, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna, move past this situation. But I wanted to ask you, have you ever tried to check your homie about just, well, I've checked people about other stuff, but I'm talking about more or less on the girl tip. Like, have you ever had to check one of your homies or have one of them uncomfortable conversations with one of your boys?
No, like a girl note, man. It was like something serious, like as in talking your friend out of doing something stupid, right? And they turn around just like you're saying and make it seem like it's like you're against them as well. Like you're just trying to help them out. All right. So it's kind of like the same thing, right? My homeboy, man, he's beefing with somebody and he's talking about taking it to the next level. And I'm just like, man, it ain't even worth it. Like that's not even worth it. And just like, man, you sound like a bitch. You just like these niggas. Like, what? You know me? Like, what you don't want me to do it to him, so you can do it to me? Like, shit like that. Like, so it's kind of like the same shit where they kind of like flip that shit and put it back on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, as a grown man trying to tell another grown man how to do things, I know me from my perspective, I know it can hit a nerve and it could be a pride thing where you just like your manhood is standing on the idea that, at the end of the day, I'm a man, I'm gonna make a man decisions. And that's what a lot of men kind of stand on. But if I'm taking the time to go out there and I'm attempting to lead you in the right direction, just know I got the best intentions. And that's all I can really say is I have the best intentions for you. I'm not trying to get out there, get all up in your business or anything of that nature. I just want to make sure that you're doing what's best for yourself. And sometimes when you're in a situation, I can't necessarily see what the right answer is. So of course, I look for other, people to reel me in sometimes. And if everybody kind of had that mentality, I think we would look at it a lot differently. But of course, we all don't have that same mentality. Okay, so during, was it this week? Because we didn't do a pod last week, but I had a good chance to watch the UFC fights that happened. I want to say, yeah, it was last week. So been watching MMA for a long time, long time MMA fan. However, I kind of fell off for a little bit, but I'm back on it. And one of the things I will say is Alex Pereira, to me, right now in this current generation, I think he might need to be crowned as the GOAT of this generation of UFC fighters. Right? And hear me out. So, number one, the dude is already in his 30s. So, I mean, I guess you can count it as in his prime, but you know, it's all on a decline from here. And he's out here, he's putting on multiple fights in a year. He's not ducking anybody, even when he takes a loss. Now, he's not doing what the boxers do, right? Where the boxers, a lot of times, they'll choose their fighters carefully so that they continue to keep that undefeated record, right? He's going in there every single time. He's throwing hands with whoever, and he just wants the best opponents that are going to lead to the best fights. I believe the next person that he called out was Jon Jones, even though Jon Jones is a heavyweight and he is the previous generation's GOAT. And he just recently retired. I do think that would be a good fight. Jon Jones and Alex Pereira, I do think that'd be primetime television. And I just wanted to ask you, like, do you keep up with MMA at all?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, right? I just keep up with the like the. So you would call me a casual, right? Like some of you guys are gonna call me a casual, but I keep up with like the big name fighters, right? I don't have time for the on the card, the upcoming fighter, this, that, and the third. Anyways, Alex Pereira, yes, the dude is good. I don't see him as the GOAT of nothing. I don't see him as the GOAT. And then you're gonna call out Jon Jones after he retired. Like that's a corny ass move. Like dude is done. Dude, brother just died. He probably just like, man, I'm done with this fighting thing. Why are you gonna call that man out at this point? I don't know. I mean, he is good, but he's not the GOAT. You know what I mean? He's not the pound for pound GOAT. I mean, he got all right, let's take it back. All right, so in the middleweight, he was fighting Stylebender, right? I mean, Stylebender is nobody now, but technically, Stylebender whipped his ass every fucking time they fight, even before the UFC, even though he knocked him out several times. He beat him up the entirety of the fight, and then he just got lucky with a good punch. Because dude got a good punch, and we're not gonna deny him of his good punch. But that's all he got. He's got no skill. He really has no skill, right? Like dude can take a punch and you're just gonna walk into a punch. But other than that, he's not. And then
All
he's
right, so hold on. You can't call it luck when he beat Stylebender three times. He beat him three times. Stylebender beat him once. So
what I'm trying to
let's
get
put that out there. If somebody beat you three times and you beat them once,
I
it's
get it.
different.
But really, he was getting beat up, right? So the stoppage, one of them was a stoppage, right? Which I don't think they should have stopped the fight because Stylebender was still bobbing, right? He was getting some good punches off, but that fight shouldn't have been stopped, right? So that will be two in the UFC and one, I think it's two kickboxing as well. But I
It
know
was
he
two
beat.
kickboxing, one you he beat him once in the UFC.
No, he beat him twice in the UFC. No.
No, he beat him once in the UFC. So if he like
Twice kickboxing, once in the UFC.
yes.
All right, so, and then, I mean, you can go back and watch him yourself, right? Stylebender was whipping his ass. He did KO'd him, right? I don't know. I mean, he's a win is a win. I get it, right? But it's luck, too. I mean, and there was luck in his wins. Is what I'm saying. So Stylebender did knock him the fuck out too. That was the last fight, and he didn't fight him after that. He pulled that bitch move, Stylebender, and pulled that bitch move. He's like, I got the win. I ain't fighting you no more. But
No, I respect
nah,
it.
I don't.
I respect it because I think Israel Adesanya, I think that Alex Pereira had his card. You know how sometimes, and we talked about it before, where we talked about styles, right? Or we talked about just different people's styles and whatnot. I know you said it was lucky, but getting lucky, getting struck by lightning three times is not, to me, that's not luck, right? And he did get beat up in that first fight that they fought, but he still ended up knocking him out and coming out on top. I just think that something has to be said about the man that's not afraid to go out there. And that's not afraid to put his title on the line and to fight the people that he loses against. Because the fight that he won last week was the guy that took the title from him, like previously. He took the title from him and then he went out and he avenged the loss. I mean, he's not a perfect fighter, but I think a guy that comes straight, he worked in a tire shop, dude comes from a tire shop, joins the UFC, starts getting wins. And he's knocking people out. And that's what people like to see in the UFC. And I want to see more of that. Now, do I think he can beat one of those heavier guys, like the heavyweight champion, Tom Aspinall, right now? I don't think he can really beat him. I just think that weight difference is going to be a little bit too much for him to overcome. But I do think winning in multiple weight classes, winning titles in multiple weight classes, should put you in that conversation.
But dude has a fucking, I mean, dude was fighting middleweight, and that's his advantage. I don't know how the fuck he cut weight, but when he put the fucking weight back on, he's like way over everyone else, right? Like the people he's fighting. He's doing a good job. Am I hating, right? Like he did a good job of cutting the weight. But after he put the weight back on, man, dude is huge, right? And that's his advantage. Just like I said, he can't go fuck around in a fucking heavyweight like that. Walking around with his chin up, right? Somebody gonna deck his ass. I'm just saying, right? If he's fighting his actual way, I think the perfect weight for him is light heavyweight right now where he's at. But he make that dumbass mistake and move up to heavyweight, he's gonna get his ass killed, right? He's not no John Jones dog. He has no fighting style. Dude can just take a punch and he can throw a punch, right? And we see him get knocked out, so we know he can get knocked out. So it is what it is. I'm not a fucking an analyst on this fucking UFC shit. It's just from fucking my optics, right? How I see things.
Got you. Okay. That's all I wanted to do. I just kind of wanted to give him his props for winning the fight. But we can go ahead and we can get into the valid or fuck out of here segment where we play a video.
I know we're about to get into it. And it just I hate him because of when he wins, the cockiness, right? Like this bullshit that he does, right? Hey, get the fuck out of here, man. You won, get the fuck out. You see what I'm saying? But no, I'm sorry, man. Back to the valid or fuck out of here. Just corny to me.
Well, that's part of what sells the fights, though. And that's why I can't really hate on it because that is part of what sells the fight. The attitude, the fighter, especially in the UFC, because they're not getting paid the same amount that boxers are getting paid, right? So there has to be a little bit more of a show for people to want to go ahead and watch the UFC. So I think bringing back a star, which I think Aldis Pereira is a star, will help them eventually. Well, just it'll help the stock of MMA go up a little bit. But that's all I wanted to add on to that. But we can go ahead, we can get into the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment where we watch videos or we read something and we talk about if the person in that scenario is either valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go ahead and queue up the first one.
I am finally filing a police report. So, as you guys may know, I was out for a few days last week. I had a sub. I let all my students know to have integrity and just put my Hello Kitty back on my desk while I'm out, and no one would know a thing.
She shot an empty
It
box.
still has not been returned. So, I already got a note about my students not behaving well with the sub, and then my Hello Kitty has still not been returned. So I am finally filing a police report. So that is currently what's happening. It is a shame that I can't feel comfortable, safe, in my classroom as I have over the past few years to know that my item was stolen and not returned to me is very heartbreaking. And I've never experienced this. So for people to say you shouldn't bring valuables to school, one, I did not know this was a valuable, right? This was sentimental to me because my student bought me this 6 years ago and I finally took it out the box this year. And TikTok informed me that this was worth a lot of money. When they purchased this 6 years ago, it was not worth a lot of money, but this is not why I care so much about this. One, I care about it because it's mine. I don't care how much it costs. Two, it's sentimental because my third grade student gave it to me 6 years ago. And three, why are you stealing somebody else's property? And now that it has value, I can file a police report. So thank you all for that advice. I will be taking it and I will be doing it because I mean business. And as you can tell, I am very much so upset because I still have not got my missing item back. So that is currently what's happening. A police report will be filed. Thank you.
All right. The teacher filing the police report on the students. Is it valid or should she get the fuck out of here?
I mean, I think it's valid. I mean, I think those kids need to learn something. She gave them the opportunity to bring the shit back. Nobody get in trouble. All right. Kid didn't do it. Think it is what it is from this point, right? Yeah, file a police report, man. Let the parents pay for
Okay, so I sit on that same side, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate, right? So let's just say that this school is in an underprivileged area, right? The school is in an underprivileged area, and let's say these kids are literally struggling to survive. Does your opinion change on it at all?
Nah. I mean, at some point you gotta learn. I mean, I don't care how underprivileged it is. At some point you gotta learn because if they're still in that at that point because they're in an underprivileged school, who's gonna stop them? At what point they're gonna learn? Like, all right, at this point I stop, right? I mean, I'm older now, right? And I need to start taking responsibility. Nah, they just learn how to steal at that point, so they're just gonna keep stealing.
I mean, true. I mean, at the end of the day, once kids start stealing and they start seeing that that is a way, just like you said, they're just going to continue to do it. I do think her filing a police report is the right thing to do. I don't think that she should press charges just because these are kids. If the item gets brought back, if they find the item, I think that should be. I think the kids should be suspended, maybe expelled from school. But well, even with kids and criminal records, it doesn't necessarily count against them. They'll go to court and do like and do that whole process, but it won't necessarily stick. So, not actually everything about that to me is valid. All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna queue up the next one. So, for anybody that's listening, right, there's been a conversation that's been bubbling on these TikTok streets. So this young man in this video, he works at O'Reilly's, and the POV says a grown man comes into O'Reilly asking us to change his battery.
Wow. Okay. I ain't nice all that.
All right, so I was gonna click on his initial post, but he made it private. But is that man that works at O'Reilly's, is he valid or should he get the fuck out of here with that opinion?
He need to get the fuck out of here and go get a different fucking job if you don't want to change my motherfucking battery. All right? That's your motherfucking job. Change my motherfucking battery. You see what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. I'm assuming that's his job at O'Reilly's or whatever. I don't. Maybe I don't have the fucking tool to unscrew that motherfucking bolt, and I need the battery change right now. I don't have time to play around with this shit. I just need my battery change. Like, I don't need the back and forth. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was my big thing when I initially saw this. I mean, at the end of the day, people pay for convenience, right? Nowadays, people pay to have people grocery shop for them. People pay to get like fast food delivered to their house. You know that people pay for convenience. For you to stand there and for you to make that video about potential clients that are a part of that company, it hurts their business, number one. And number two, it just kind of makes you look crazy because that is a part of your job. And let's just say, me personally, I can change out my own battery. And I'm pretty sure most of the people that walk in there can change out their own battery. But if you're sitting there at work anyway, it's not gonna kill you to go out there for for the service so that you can come out there and change the battery because they do it for free, right? What I do agree with them kind of about what I agree with them about is I do believe that all men should at least have that skill and that know-how to do those things. But I'm not here to make fun of nobody. At the end of the day, if you don't know how to do it, you pay somebody, you'll get it done probably with better results.
Yeah, I mean, put it in perspective like this. Say my man is a brain surgeon, right? He don't never really dealt with cars. He was just like a nerd. He just went to school, right? If you don't know where a battery is, you don't know where a battery is. It just is what it is, right? That's like me saying you don't know how to change the battery on an airplane. Yeah, I don't even know the first place to look. You see what I'm saying? So we can't just be judging, right? Because he's doing something way more advanced than you are. He's a brain surgeon. You're a damn a work at O'Reilly's. And don't get this fucked up. I know a lot of people are gonna say that. And a lot of you guys buying these foreign cars and don't even know where your battery is at because like if you get like an Audi, that shit's under the back seat, right? I wanna see you go get it, right? And go change that battery out. So yeah, do need to get all the way the fuck out of here. See what I'm saying?
No, I agree. Like at the end of the day, it's just there used to be a saying, right? Just put the fries in a bag, dog. Just go ahead and change the battery, my dog. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and move to the next one. Okay, so for anybody that's listening, right, there's a young lady sitting down, an older lady walks up because I guess, and this is in Taiwan. So in Taiwan, on the trains, they have priority seats. I guess the lady is sitting in one of the priority seats. So the old lady walks up and she hits the young lady with the bag. The young lady stands up and kicks her all the way across the train. My question to you is, who's valid in this situation, brother?
I mean, she valid, right? I don't give a fuck what the chair is. Say something. Don't come fucking hitting me, right? And don't expect to be hit back in return. So that's valid. I don't even know what else to add to that. That's just like 1 plus 1. You know what I mean?
So, in a way, the old lady is valid, right? All the way up until you put your hands on somebody, right? Because those priority seats are meant for the elderly, they're meant for the disabled and things of that nature, right? The issue that I have is you putting your bag on that lady and expecting her not to do anything. And I think one of the biggest issues that we have in our society is, well, it's just when you hit somebody, you're making a decision, right? When you hit somebody, you're making an assumption that either you can beat them up or that they won't hit you back. And that lady got up and she kicked you right in your chest, right across the train, and that lady flew. So, yeah, I mean, you're valid for trying to check the lady about the seat, but you're putting hands on anybody. Yeah, you gotta take what come with that.
And that shit was a legit. This is Sparta kick, man. You know what I mean? Like the same way, just like kick their ass across the goddamn train. Valid.
It reminded me of the first UFC game, like one of those push kicks, and you kick them all the way across the cage. That's what it looked like. She just kicked her right in the stomach and she just flew backwards. So I think that's a little excessive. I mean, you could have just tucked your purse, you could have hit the lady back, maybe. But then again, maybe she would have kept coming. Yeah, because sometimes you got to beat people with overwhelming force. She felt that kick and she know for a fact, yeah, I can't beat this girl. Yeah, she'll leave her alone. She's valid. I gotta let her rock. All right, I'm gonna queue up the next one. Okay, so let's imagine that you're at work, right? You're at work, and you share a cubicle with somebody, and this is the person you share a cubicle with. So wait, hold up. I gotta go back a little bit because I need to count. I need to show you the ridiculousness of this post, right? Homeboy has eight. I counted them. He has eight glizzies in a bag and an orange Fanta and cheese with it. And look, he double fisting, bro. All the stuff that we talked about not doing before, right? He's double fisting the glizzies. If that was your cubicle mate, do you say anything to him?
Not nah, man. Like, I'm dead ass. Like that shit. I don't know. I don't see that my man eating. Man, maybe he's going for the hot dog eating competition, man. You don't know. Or maybe that man is being economical, man. He's like, I got eight hot dog in this fucking packet. I'm gonna cook all eight of them. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? I want to hear what you gotta say, cause
I ain't gonna lie to you.
he was here too, man. Because we did have this discussion about the damn hot dogs, the damn bananas. But y'all guys, I don't see. Let's eat your shit. But go ahead, what you got?
Ain't gonna lie. If I see a homeboy pull out a dozen glizzies and start double fisting them right in my presence, yeah, we're gonna those that's a fightable, like that's a I'm gonna punch you in the face type of offense, bro.
Man,
I'm
just
not gonna
go to
actually
fucking
punch him, but in my brain, the disrespect is there because I feel like you're playing with me. You pull out the cheese whiz, you pull out the glizzies, you damn near gonna be taking a shit in your seat. I would just have to go home, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. If I see my cubicle mate pull out glizzies in a bag like that, I'm going home. And I'm gonna tell the manager why.
because a man eating a hot dog?
Not just the hot dog, bro. The hot dog, the cheese whiz, and we in an enclosed space. If all those things together, yeah, nah. I can't sit with you, dog.
Ever watch a hot dog eating competition?
Nah.
Man. So again, right? This is just like a big thing I have. I'm older, obviously, right? I don't play that pause, no homo shit. I don't give a fuck, right? Because the way I look at it is, if you're consistently thinking about motherfucker in a sexual fucking way, in a gay manner, like, I think there's something wrong with you. Me personally. I mean, I'm not saying you.
I'm not even talking about it in that way. I'm talking about the farts that's about to be climbing out this man. I'm not staying back there, bro. Cheese whiz on top of the glizzy dog. No. I'm not sitting in there.
Man, that's what I'm saying. It's just like me personally, man, with the fucking no homo shit, bro, or the pause shit. I just think motherfuckers are gay. And I know you say you're not going that way with it, but I do. I'm tired of seeing old ass niggas like Dame Dash, bro. This nigga is like fucking 60, still talking about pause with no goddamn teeth in his mouth. Like, man, you don't get the fuck out of here. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird to me.
Nah, Dame Dash is a wild, wild man. That's a wild man.
Track
Right. Oh, actually, I do got a good one for you. All right. I think we're gonna see eye to eye on this one. However, that's not the point. I just want you to see this video. This is one of the ones that I didn't show. I had it on the list and I forgot to show it. Where is this video?
about. I'm talking about me.
Okay.
So what you gonna do if your partner say, "Damn, your mama fine," okay? Oh. That's what you gonna do.
In real time.
Okay, so if anybody that's listening, right? So this young mom, she has a kid. Her kid has dreads. Or starter dreads, and he's sitting in the room, and she asks her son, "You know, if one of your partners, when you get older, try to holler at me, what you gonna do?" Little man pulls out a little Nerf gun instantaneously and shoots. All right. My question for you, my brother, is do you think she's training this young man in the right direction?
She is. I mean, that little nigga going, well, it's fucked up for me to say it. Well, I mean, I don't give a fuck, man. It's how you raise your kid, right? Because she's rewarding them with the laugh and all of that stuff, right? She thinks that shit is cute. But little homie gonna get rocked by like 20. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You're gonna get rocked by 20. Because he gonna think that shit's the right thing to do because his mama told him by laughing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is in any class that you take in regards to psychology, it tells you about how kids are looking at their parents for the cues, right? And the cues that you're giving them by the laughing and the, and I didn't even see the rest of it, right? So maybe she told him not to do it after the video kept going. However, it looked like she thought it was cute. To me, it looks like she's trying to raise up her perfect, like the man that she feels is going to be perfect for her. And yeah, you're already setting your son up in a negative way, and you're posting this stuff on social media for everybody to see. It's not a good look. He needs, I don't even know. I wanted to say he need to be raised by his dad, but I don't know what daddy is out there doing. So yeah, she got to get all the way the fuck up out of here. And yeah, y'all better watch that young man.
Hey man, your mom is bad as fuck though. God damn, don't come shooting me, young boy.
Right, so we're done with the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment. I got one more video that we're gonna play and then we get out of here. So while we're on the subject of badass kids.
RV park back in 2022. Well, the kid, I genuinely believe we are watching in real time the development of a serial killer play in our eyes. Do you guys remember the name Brandon O'Quinn Raspberry, the 32-year-old Texas man who was shot dead in his RV at Lazy J RV park back in 2022? Well, the case went cold, and 2 years later, police were called to the local elementary school to take the report of a 10-year-old boy who threatened to kill another 10-year-old on the school bus. The kid's grandpa was neighbors with Brandon Raspberry. Yeah, the kid says one day when he was 7 years old, he decided he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. So he grabbed one of his grandpa's guns, sneaked into Brandon's RV, and shot Brandon in the head as he slept. Well, nothing ever happened to this kid because Texas law says you can't be criminally culpable until you're 10 years old. So they did a psychological evaluation on this kid last year, and it says he, quote, displays significant signs of being a sociopath. Since Brandon's murder, he continues to display violent behavior. He's attacked multiple family members, and recently he started killing animals, including his neighbor's puppies. Now, the kid's grandma wants him back in public school. The district is saying, hell no, we do not want him, and filed a temporary restraining order against the boy and his grandmother, saying he would pose a significant threat to the teacher and students. In fact, the district is recommending the kid be placed in a residential treatment facility called Shiloh Treatment Center. God forbid the district loses this case. The kid would be back in school, possibly sitting next to your child in class. I'll keep you posted on the court's decision.
I'm laughing at this comment right here because this is from The Walking Dead, where Carol told the kid to look at the flowers and she shot the kid. All right, so I'll go ahead and I'll start, right? Sometimes we have to actually listen to the clues early, right? This kid is cluing you in and letting you know that he's not wrapped too tight, right? The only reason why he's not in prison at this time is because he was too young when he committed the first crime. I'm no psychologist or nothing like that, but, or no psychologist, no psychiatrist, anything like that. But with a track record like that starting off, yeah, you're already in a bad place and you shouldn't be around normal functioning people. The thing that I think should happen to him is I think he should probably be in some type of mental institution. And I know it sounds harsh, but he needs to be in some type of mental institution where he can get some type of help. But because of sociopathic tendencies, I just think that he should be there probably for the rest of his life. Just what do you think? What do you think is some good things to possibly do in that situation? Because I'm gonna tell you straight up, I don't want that kid nowhere around my kid. I'm like 100%.
Good thing, man. Like that motherfucker need to be euthanized, bro. Like, I'm serious. And the scary thing is, it's motherfuckers like this that's currently amongst us, man. You know what I mean? Like it is. I mean, they just weren't in the spotlight like that. Are they functional? Probably to some extent, but I don't know. It's crazy because you might have somebody in his basement. This dude. No, I don't know, man. They need to put him down. I don't know what to say. I mean, because that's what's gonna be his life progress, man. My man straight told his fucking peers, like, I've done this before. Like, you don't want this. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
And it's just normally we talk about how, well, we don't say that bullying needs to be brought back, but in regards to kids, like there's nothing you can do in that situation. That kid is just, he's not right. And I hate to say that about a kid because I have a philosophy that most kids aren't bad, they're just misguided. But in his situation, I don't know what happened to him, but something in him is just off. And yeah, you can't have him with regular people.
Nah. Well, crazy, man. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I'm just thinking about it. Like it's people like that. I know I just said it, but like it's people like that walking amongst us, man. That you see probably every day. You like, what's up, man? And in the back of his mind, he's just like, man, what's the next thing I'm gonna kill, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, next thing you about to fucking. That's scary. Scary thought, man. Don't know.
So I know this ain't been the funniest episode, right? But what you got to say to the people?
I don't know, man. If your mom bad and somebody say something, man, it's not worth it to kill nobody, all right? Your mom just bad, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I had a lot of friends that had some badass parents, and all you did was try to be close as fuck to them, right? As their friends, so you go over to their house just so you can see their mom, right? You ain't really friends with them, just trying to see mom, man. I don't know. I mean, that's all I got.
All right, so first and foremost, brother, thank you for being here. All right, thank you for Pat on the playback. Thank you to my wife, my kids, to Jesus, and to everybody that has had a hand in helping out with this podcast. All right, I'm gonna kind of add on to what you were already saying, right? So, at the end of the day, when it like these women will get you in trouble, and sometimes it'll be your own mom that'll get you in trouble. And I'm not just saying it's woman specific, right? But as a man that has to make a decision, right? Sometimes you're already looking at life through a glass that's already half empty. The biggest thing that you need to do is you need to think about what's going to keep you out of jail, keep you just listen to me, all right? Don't get in no situation that's going to get you locked up, all right? This has been another episode of We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.
Thank you.